Trick or treat, trick or treat, corpses buried 6 feet deep. Trick or treat, trick or treat, never wake eternal.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the lesser-heard side of rock, a world consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of vinyl history and commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. It has become a bit of a tradition to begin the Vinyl Garage Halloween show with the same song, however done by a different artist each year. And the winner of the Who Sings Spooky This Year award goes to the Papini Sisters, a vocal trio very reminiscent of the Andrews Sisters of the 1940s. In fact, their debut single in 2006 was Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. Their version of the Classics 4 hit was from 2007.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, you call me up and ask me would I like to go with you and see a movie. First I say no, I've got some plans for tonight, and then I stop and say
Oh, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, alive, surging up from the depths of the sea on a tidal wave of terror to wreak vengeance on mankind.
Godzilla, King of the Monsters, it's alive.
A gigantic beast.
Stalking the earth, crushing all before it.
In a cyclonic cavalcade of electrifying horror.
Raging through the streets on a rampage of total destruction.
Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Incredible Titan of Terror.
Wiping out a city of 6 million in a holocaust of flame.
Dynamic violence.
Savage action.
Spectacular thrills.
Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Fantastic beyond comprehension.
Gripping beyond compare.
Astounding beyond belief.
The mightiest monster of them all.
See Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Wolfman Calling was by the British pub band Dr. Feelgood, a name derived from a slang term for heroin, or a doctor who unprofessionally overprescribes. A Dr. Robert of sorts, for this week's Beatle reference, from 1993's Feelgood Factor LP, and that is only found on the band's personal label, Grand. The album was not released in the States. An artist like Alice Cooper gives you any number of choices when it comes to a Halloween-related song, and I chose, from the Billion Dollar Babies album, I Love the Dead. A great song. It's a great song, but it's kind of hard to dance to a song that pokes fun at necrophilia. No one but Alice could get away with that. And the obvious choice after the Godzilla movie trailer, from the Blue Oyster Cult. and a bit of trivia. The Japanese words spoken during the instrumental break are receiving breaking news, Godzilla is headed towards the Ginza area. Please seek shelter as soon as possible. You couldn't see it, but we all know the dialogue didn't match the facial movements on that one. The next two cuts are sorta Shirt Tail related. Screaming Lord Sutch and the Savages, she's fallen in love with the Monster Man from the 1991 self-titled LP, and Strange Things by Curtis Knight and Jimi Hendrix from 1968. The relationship? Lord Sutch's LP Heavy Friends featured Noel Redding from the Jimi Hendrix Experience, among others. The aforementioned album was named in 1998 BBC poll as the worst album of all time. But don't worry, that was 16 years ago. Many have been released since then that could easily take its place.
The movie show, I parked my baby in the very last row. We were just making love, kind of kidding around, when the monster appeared with this crazy sound. My baby looked up, kind of mesmerized, and she gave a long moan, much to my surprise. Did the monster's the most, I'm his number one fan.
Love with this monster man.
She's fallen in love with a monster man. She's fallen in love with a monster man.
Now don't think I'm mean or I wanna complain, but the guy's too ugly and hasn't got a brain. With great yellow fangs reaching down to his chin, why you just wouldn't go where this guy has been. His lid, just the crazier kind of mixed up kid. Been sort of stitched up by a sewing machine, but my baby said,
yeah, this monster's a dream.
She's fallen in love with a monster man. She's fallen in love with a monster man.
Now the monster was weird, just a little unreal. Seemed kind of short of a sex appeal. He was dragging his chains and groaning his groan. Not really a guy that a girl should take home. When it comes to the scene where the monster should die, my baby broke down and she started to cry. Said this monster I love in a strange kind of whisper.
He's my kind of guy, 'cause I'm Dracula's sister.
Taking a wife, this could be your girl, so run for your life. Run for your life.
One dark morning in the middle of the night, two dead boys got up to fight. Strange things, strange things. Back to back they faced each other. Drew their swords and shot one another. Strange things, strange things. A sleeping policeman heard the noise, came and shot the two dead boys. Strange things, strange things.
He did the monster man from my laboratory. my chance of being quick. It's now the monster mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It caught on in the flash. It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, that's a part of the band. My monster mash is a hit in the land. For you, the living, this bathroom and two. When you get to my door, tell them all they said.
Thank you.
Then you can monster mash. And not a graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash.
You're listening to the Vinyl Garage. No rocks in this trick or treat bag.
I got a rock.
Speed 10 emissions, I turn as I meet a dead end through a hill of beans to an end.
the October with a steamboat, ancient goblins and wallows come at the grand line making a sound. The smell of death is all around, and at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. Addicted to the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. Molders and fangs that are picking up bones. Spirits moaning among the tombstones. And at night when the moon is bright, someone cries, something ain't right. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. My life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Victor is grinning, flesh is riding away. Skeleton dance, I curse these days. And at night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. I don't wanna be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Oh no. Oh no. I don't want to live my life. Not again.
Nearly everything they recorded sounds like Venus, and of course I'm referring to the Dutch band The Shocking Blue. Fast forward to 1973 to find Devil's Sweet on the Polydor LP, Dream on Dreamer. Ever hear of a musical subgenre, and you know how I love to categorize, called horror punk? You had the opportunity in this last set to hear two bands found on that list. The first being The Misfits, with their killer cover of the Halloween staple, The Monster Mash. The Australian band The Skyhooks would have been comfortable featured in our glam rock show earlier this season, but they're equally at home for the Halloween show with their horror movie single from 1974. It was their first number one single in Australia and is also available on their LP, Living in the 70s. Horror punk strikes again with Zombina and the Skeletones and their Zombie Hop, found on the Dial Z for Zombina LP from 2004. The last cut on what has proven to be a very punk set is the Ramones' contribution to the Stephen King film Pet Sematary with a song of the same name. Look for it on their LP Brain Drain from 1989. Pet Sematary was featured as the credits roll, and that was music to stash your empty popcorn container under the theater seat by. And, in similar fashion in the film Fright Night, the band Jay Giles had the honors with a song of the same name.
man under the lake in just his socks and a shirt. Me and Crazy Janie was making love in the dirt, singing our birthday songs. Janie said it was time to go, so we closed our eyes and said goodbye to Gypsy Angel Row. Felt so right. Together we move like spirits in the night.
All night.
In the night.
All night.
Oh, you don't know what they can do to you. Felt spirits in the night.
All night.
All night.
All night.
Oh, stand right up and let it shoot through you like a spirit in the night.
All 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 night.
Must be a week for Dutch rock bands, although this one is normally subgenreized as progressive. In this case, horror in action is pure pop. The band? Kayak. Your own copy can be found on the Letters from Utopia LP from 2009. George Thorogood and the Destroyers' first foray into horror was the song Bad to the Bone, used in the Stephen King film Christine in 1983. A possession of sorts disguised as a shiny 58 Plymouth. Fast forward to 2003 with a J.J. Cale composition on the Ride Till I Die LP, Devil in Disguise. This time, the evil looks like the shiny life of a rock and roller. Now, if you listen to the lyrics of Springsteen's Spirit in the Night, it can be totally associated with Halloween. A scenario of dancing with the gypsy angels like spirits in the night up at Greasy Lake. Doesn't take too much imagination to think everything could go wrong a la Friday the 13th up at Crystal Lake. Another hour of your precious weekend has come and gone, along with another Halloween show here in the Vinyl Garage. If you were alone in the pumpkin patch waiting for the Great Pumpkin for no reason, at least you had something good to listen to. We've entered the 21st century, albeit kicking and screaming, with a Facebook page at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or email directly at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson, and as always, thanks for listening. But before we go...
So goodbye, everybody, and remember, please, for the next day or so, the terrible lesson you learned tonight. That grinning, glowing, globular invader of your living room is an inhabitant of the pumpkin patch, and if your doorbell rings and nobody's there, that was no Martian. It's Halloween.